KMJ News Time is 7:50, and if it's Monday, which it is, we will check in with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we have a local area hospital going Chapter 11, although this wasn't really a big surprise, was it?
Yeah, it was, it's been anticipated since back in January when Madera Community Hospital closed, and we were expecting a bankruptcy filing back then. Now it's coming through now, and what that means is just that they were unable to find a buyer for the hospital, so things get, a little bit more complicated now that it's in bankruptcy, which happened on Friday. So Madera Community Hospital has more than $27 million in secured and unsecured debt. St. Agnes Medical Center, who it tried to unsuccessfully affiliate with, and that's a whole big story in and of itself, is the largest secured creditor. They're owed $15.4 million. Fresno-based New England Sheet Metal and one of their subcontractors have mechanics liens of up to $1.1 million with the hospital. About $2 million is in unpaid accumulated time off for employees who were laid off. There were about 700 employees total laid off. And when it comes to unsecured creditors, they're owed about $9.1 million. The largest Citizens Business Bank, they're owed $1.1 million on a loan balance. State Emergency Medical Services Authority is owed $776,000. Aria Medical Group in Fresno is owed $300,000. The assets that they have on hand include $5 million in cash. This is the hospital. The campus is worth anywhere between $16 and $60 million. And they have incoming provider fees like Medicare and Medi-Cal. That's $24 million. So that's owed to them. They're asking the court, and they have to ask court permission pretty much for anything now. They want to be able to pay off those employees. So that'll happen in the short term, hopefully. They in their filing, they attributed higher drug supply and labor expenses and not enough reimbursements from Medi-Cal. We go back to the St. Agnes operator. As an operator, kind of that fell through after Attorney General Rob Bonta put conditions on the sale, and it looked like that was really the last hope. It's pretty dire looking now. The hospital was losing $2.5 million a month, and CEO Karen Palinalli in the filing called it a very sick hospital, which it definitely looks to be the case. And the full picture will come clear, but there's a lot of kind of reverberations from this. We're working on a story about a physicians group in Madera that went bankruptcy recently as well, and it's related to this. So it's the full picture will come clear as time goes on with Madera Community Hospital.
And just to be clear, they, in light of all this, they are not treating patients right now, correct?
No, the hospital's been closed since the beginning of January.
Just to make sure. Yeah, that's what I thought, but I know that when this story came up, initially there was a thought that their doors were still open, but I just wanted to make that point clear. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, what does Granville, Mad Duck, a car wash, and condos have in common?
Yeah, it all ends up to what would be the latest shopping center that was broken ground here in Fresno. That's the 4.5-acre Copper River Marketplace over there at Copper and Maple Avenues. The big tenant will be Mad Duck, a very popular brew pub here in town. This would be their fourth brew pub, and they want to be open by the third quarter of this year or the first quarter. Fourth quarter of this year, the first quarter of 2024, so we're a ways away. It's going to be their first standalone location, and they're actually going to own the space. They're using a local architect and contractor. You always like to see that. The restaurant's going to seat about 140 people, and they plan to hire about 80 people. Total of the five parcels at this shopping center, Granville sold three. They're looking to lease two. Some of the expected tenants are a vet clinic, a drive-through car wash is signed on. Originally, it was going to be a gas station, but neighbors objected. Funny little story, so our reporter Edward Smith was at the groundbreaking, and right behind this groundbreaking where the site was of this shopping center was this big wall. And he went up to Darius Assemi and said, "Hey, what's going to go on behind this wall?" And he's like, "Oh, you're the only one to ask." 120 luxury condos that Darius Assemi is going to be breaking ground on next year. So, you know, what is it? Retail follows rooftops, is the saying. And you know, Darius is giving them both to his tenants. So big project there.
Yeah, no doubt. A huge project. That's very cool. And always, as you said, I always like to see, always nice when you see some major project like this and it's a local architect or an architectural firm that is hired to do the deal there. Great. This is good stuff. As always, Gabe Diller joining us from the Business Journal joins us every Monday at about 7:48. Gabe, my friend, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you.